Okay, we are in the middle of a sugya, and we're going to start pushing it forward a little bit today. Okay, so we have our Gemara tells us it's a gzeiras hakasuv when it comes to gerushin, shliach oseh shliach, and then the Gemara is a hekesh from gerushin to kiddushin, and we assume that that hekesh will also include this din of shliach oseh shliach, and we spent yesterday discussing the topic of milei, and the Rishonim and Ardaf are bothered, why is it that really that the woman, I understand the man can appoint a shliach, l'holach hasaget, his shliach can appoint another shliach, that's not milei, because as Rashi said, Maseches Gittin Daf Chavtes, Isbe Mashosha, there's a chefza, there is a something there, that's not called milei, that's an object, and the shliach can go ahead and translate that object. However, when it comes to the shliach ha'isha, so all that shliach is doing is receiving. It's an instruction that I assign you to receive the get. You're not holding an object; you're receiving the object. That is l'chora called milei. And the Rishonim are bothered. Why is that good? And we saw that indeed the Tosfos Rit says it's not good. We saw the approach of Rabbi Barzaloni citing the Rashba. We saw the Rashba himself that gave these various approaches. And the basic lumdus that we said is that when it comes to shlichus could really operate in one of two ways. One possibility is that basically it's going from the shliach to the mishaleach, is that the maisa of the shliach is attributed to the mishaleach. And therefore, his action becomes my action. And that's the operation. That's what I would call the kind of modest vision of shlichus. That's the simple vision of shlichus. But perhaps a more sophisticated vision of shlichus, the higher order shlichus, is what I'm going to, in Hebrew, we're calling mesiras koach. It's going, the direction is from the mishaleach to the shliach, whereby the mishaleach is assigning the shliach as becoming his alter ego. And as such, if there is an alter ego vision of shlichus, then indeed the shliach becomes the baldover. He becomes the bailim on this maisa, and therefore he has the ability to be mafil, to create a further shliach. And perhaps the chisaron of milei is when it's just a milei, when it's just an instruction, it is not a mesiras koach. It is just an assignment of your action becomes my action. That cannot be assigned. You don't have any bailus to assign that action, masha enkin, if it's the mesiras koach. So just building on that idea, I want to take a look at a couple of further rishonim and expand the discussion a little bit. So take a look at the Mordechai. This Mordechai is found in Maseches Gittin, and we'll look at it inside. The Mordechai writes as follows. It's on the sugya of milei. Milei not ninu, milei lo nimitzer with shliach. So he's basically asking, why is it when it comes to shliach lekabbalah, why is that not called milei? How can the woman shliach osa shliach? V'yesh mefarshim de kabbalas. Now here's a new definition. If I were to ask you in yesterday's definition, Rashi's definition of the difference in milei and not milei, what was the key component according to Rashi? A davar biyado. An object that you are now, and that the object, as opposed to ksivas aget, what is ksivas aget? Ksivas aget, there's no object, it's just an assignment of a task. So it comes along the Me'iri, the Mordechai, and says, v'yeshma b'farshim, de kabbalas gerushin, haget, o kiddushin have maisa gomor, umimori hakohen kibalti kol hecha she'ena hadavar nigmar al pi hashliach chashev milei v'lo mitzvah shliach aval kabbalas haget zehu gmar davar aval aksiva she'amar le'edin chashev milei mishum de'en hadavar nigmar nesinas haget v'av agav dehasim shluchim al hakohen mikol makom shluchim aksiva milei ninu. Excuse me. So what is the Mordechai split? He has a new definition of milei. What's called milei? What's called not milei? If the action is completed as nigmar by the shliach, that's not called milei. In contrast to ksivas aget, is ksivas aget, does that have any independent significance?
No.
Zero. And therefore, that is called milei. So according to the Mordechai, in Maseches Gittin, what is the din by shliach ose shliach by the isha and kabbalas haget? Is shliach ose shliach or not?
No, by kiddushin, no. Oh, no, yes, by Kiddushin?
By Gerushin, can the woman appoint a Shliach to receive a get? Can the Shliach appoint another Shliach?
Yes.
The answer is yes. She's not holding anything. What? So, nevertheless, it works. Why? Because?
He's completing the action.
Because?
He's
completing the action. Rabbosai, what is the underlying lumdus? What's the underlying lumdus of this Mordechai? What's he saying? What's the idea that he's expressing? Again, let's just go over those permutations. Can the Baal Shliach make a Shliach? Yes. Can the woman Shliach make a Shliach for Gittin? Yes. Can the Baal's Shliach make a Shliach for Kiddush? So one could argue that it's not a gemar because she has to accept it.
It's a question.
It's unclear. He doesn't address that. Rabbosai, what is the key word? What's the key English word that is driving the Mordechai in Maseches Gittin? One English word. Yeah, that's the English word, but I'm looking for another C word.
Don't
just say C words.
It's not choice.
The fact that he's engaged in the Gemar means something. What does it mean?
Connection.
I'd like to use the chalos. I didn't say the word yet. The chalos is in the control of the shliach. It's in the control of the shliach. As a result, if it's in his control, the chalos is in his control, then what's the nature of the shliach? What kind of shliach is he? In other words, he's the baal dov. I think that is the same idea that we've been describing with a new permutation. Okay, that is the end of yesterday's discussion. We finished Gerushin. Now I want to take it a step further. What is the din when it comes to Shliach Oseh Shliach in the world of Kiddushin? So, are there two ways of looking at our Gemara?
Yes.
The answer is yes. On the one hand, you could look at our Gemara as saying Shliach Oseh Shliach by Kiddushin. Yeah, you have a Hekesh that says whatever by Gerushin, cut and paste to put to Kiddushin. The alternative is that what do we know by Kiddushin? That there's a concept of Shlichus. But who says everything gets transferred? Maybe not. And that will depend on how to be Shomla in the Sukkah. I asked you to look at a Me'iri. We're not going to do the Me'iri in Sab. The Me'iri basically says, if you saw the Me'iri says clear that everything that applies to Gerushin is going to be cut and pasted and moved over to Kiddush. And it makes clear that Shliach Oseh Shliach will apply to Kiddushin as well. I will read one line. He says, just like Kishem Sha'ish Osa Shliach, Kena Isha Kach Osa Hashik Osa Shliach. Oh no, I do want to read the Miri. I made a mistake. I definitely want to read the Miri. Thanks to Sadiq, I want to read the Miri. If we look at the Miri inside, please, if you have the Miri, please open it up. It's on page, I guess everyone has a different Miri, but the Miri writes as follows: Kishem Sha'ish Osa Shliach. V'chein ha'isha, kach ha'shliach oseh shliach, af al-pi shalo hisne lo ha'mishaleach. Even though the mishaleach did not say you can make a shliach, he can make a shliach, and then he says, bein b'kidushin, bein b'gerushin, bein b'holacha, bein b'kabal. All cases. Kidushin, gerushin, holacha, kabal. Which means that we have a kasha. What's the kasha? Mile. Va'af al pi shliya kabbalah ein shum davar biyado. Shiyah says shliach alav ein omrim alav mila lamim sum so shliach ela af hu oseh shliach. So we are not plagued by mila.
Why?
So you tell me why. He says as follows. Relax. Vidavka bechala o ne'enas. Only in a case where the shliach became sick or an oinus. Give me the pshat. What's the pshat?
It works on the das of the bas.
Yafet. So he's saying that we impute das habal. What is the imputed das habal? I want this to get done. And if you get sick, of course, fashteitzach, I want you to appoint a shliach. One second. Who is that lichora? Very echoing the Rashba. And then he says, v'chein ledas ksas dafka beholech o hiskabel stam ava at holech o at hiskabel lo. So now he takes it a little bit further. What is the default das habal?
That he wants to get done.
I want it to get done. And therefore, as long as I don't stipulate you and only you, what is the presumption?
Get it done.
And therefore, says the Me'iri, whose world are we in? Whose orbit is the Me'iri really working within? He's in the Rashba. This is the Rashba. This is the Rashba on steroids. What did the Rashba say? That's what I want you to hear. The Rashba said what? Why is it not Mile? Because
wants to get done.
Because he expressed, I want you to get it done. Mistabra, that chola or nenas, then we can presume it. Otherwise, he said it. What's the expansion of the Me'iri? Even if he doesn't say it. The das, we get into his head, and the umdana is, if you gave the shliach a get, your intention is, get it done. And therefore, and the chiddush then is that the Gzeres HaKazon says the shliach now becomes the baal davar, and he can get it done. Okay, that is the contribution of the Me'iri, and this is going to apply now in which worlds? All worlds, to the Isa, to the baal, to gerushin, and to kiddush. Okay, now who is in contrast to the Me'iri? Who perhaps disagrees with the Me'iri?
The Rid.
The Taisus Rid. So says the Taisus Rid, Ashkechan begerushin bekidushin minolan. So open up the Taisus Rid, please. Perish. Hi, Dialfina bekidushin ha'isha mekadesh ha'ide shliach avalo shehashliach Ya'aseh shliach. The shliach is not allowed to, by kiddushin, is not allowed to make another shliach. Why? Why not? Mishum demile ninu. Because sha'amar lo, what did the Baal tell the shliach? Say v'kadesh li'isha. Is there an object involved? So there is an object. Pashas, the Baal is giving the shliach. Here, take this ring and be makadisher for me. Ve'afilu imasalo sum chefetz. Even if he gave her a chefetz. Now again, whose world of mile is he? Are we in? L'chora. Rashi's world of mile. You have a chefetz. Therefore, it should not be mile. Nevertheless, lo dummy leget. It's not like get. Why? Shahaget hu davar hamigarish. Shimnovar haget ein koach l'shliach l'garsha. Aval chifetz hakidushin shemasalo imnovar yoch l'katsho mishalo nimsa shi ikra ha-shlichus mile and lo mimsran l'shlichus. What's the Tosas Rit telling you?
that the safe sense carries no significance in Kiddushin. It carries no actual significance. So...
Yeah,
so he's not, he never becomes a Baal Dabur.
In other words, but I want you to hear a subtle lumdus over here. What does Baal Dabur say to you when you hear Baal Dabur? What English word with a C do you
control.
Like hear?
Control.
Control. I don't think that's the idea the Tosfos Rit. In fact, I think the Tosfos Rit is saying the shliach in Gerushin has actually less control. Because what is really creating the severance? It's the get. It's the get. And it's the opposite of everything we've seen so far. What he's saying is that the shliach's role here is minimal. You know what he is? He's a delivery boy. He's UPS. He's FedEx. And as such, who cares if it's this one or that one? Doesn't make a difference. That's why, by gerushin, shliach is a shliach. But once you become a Gavra, once you have influence in what is going to transpire over here, so all of a sudden you're not just a mere messenger boy, and then you can't make another shliach. Then it's called mile, meaning what's the idea? In other words, this is what I'm going to call Rashi on steroids. What do I mean by Rashi on steroids? Is that the shliach is just delivery. And the get is the megarish. And therefore the shliach is in a certain sense secondary, ancillary. He's not significant. And since he's insignificant, he can appoint another shliach. Because it's the get that's mafil, the gerish. Masha'ein kain by what? By kiddushin. When the Baal gives the shliach a ring, how significant is that ring? It's significant, but really, what's its significance? It's a medium. Correct. It's not the megarish. It's not the mekadesh. It's the medium. If the ring gets lost, is the kiddushin fatally flawed?
No.
And as a result, is the shliach all of a sudden a player?
Yes.
And because he's a player, that invalidates him. That's called mile.
You would have thought that.
Exactly. You would have thought the opposite. But that invalidates him because now, who's got to be the Mekadesh? No. The Mekadesh is the Baal. Once the Shliach's standing is raised, then he's limited to the instructions of the Baal. And that does not allow him to appoint another shliach.
So with Mili, he has more.
That's, in other words, what the Tosfos Rit is saying is, I am understanding. As I am understanding Tosfos Rit, is that when it comes to what? When it comes to, is it the reason that you do not apply the rule of shliach hos hashliach by kiddushin, and you will by gerushin, is because by gerushin, the power of the shliach is muted. He's a nothing. He's a UPS guy. And as a result, it's the get that's the megarish, and who's therefore still, if you will, in control? It's the Baal is the megarish. The get is the megarish. He's the delivery boy. So mali him, mali anyone else. That's that he can do.
As long as it gets done,
right? And whereas when it comes to when it's kesef kiddushin, and now the shliach has a role. No, the nature of shlichus and as the kointos read, you know what shlichus is? It is. His ma'isa becomes my ma'isa. And only that. There's no Mesiras Koach. But by shliach hos hashliach, by a get, I don't need him to be in control. He's a nothing. So let him someone else deliver. It doesn't make a difference. It's insignificant. It's insignificance is what allows shliach hos hashliach. Masha'en came by kiddushin. His actions are significant. Baharaya, that if he loses the money, he can replace it with his own money. And there, again, all you have is a his action becomes attributed to me, and he does have the ability, as such, to be mosif to add another shliach to this process. So one second. So what will you tell me? What will you tell me when it comes to kiddushin al yedei shtar?
Same thing.
Oh, it's no. It should be the same. He doesn't have. If it's kiddushin al yedei shtar, then can he write a new star?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so. And who says this point? Who makes the point that Kiddushin... Not Rashi. No! No, the Shilte Giborim. If you look at this... Rega. I like you're excited, but Rega. Look at the Shilte Giborim. Shilte Giborim, in my version, Oz Dalet. I have a fancy Gemara over here. Hashaya hashliach mekadsha bistar v'chala hashliach oshenenas yochol hashliach lemano shliach acher taktov. He can appoint another shliach. Why can he appoint another shliach on both sides? Umoslo shtakidus shemoslo mekadsha avam hoya mekadish bakestev in hashliach yochol lemano shliach acher shreilo nimsar lo ela shlichus dvorim. So I think what's amazing, it's amazing. So this Tosis Rid, in other words, the Tosis doesn't talk about Kiddushin Shtar. He doesn't talk about Kiddushin Kesef. The Shulta Giborim now, you latch on to the Tosis Rid, is going to tell you can have Shliach Chol Shliach. When? Only by, when it comes by Kiddushin, but only by Kiddushin Shtar, not by Kiddushin Kesef. And I think that is the idea. And in fact, I'll say it again. It's very simple, very straightforward. Once you have the Tosis Rid in mind, so the next question becomes, what about Kiddushin Shtar Shliach Chol Shliach? And the Shulta Giborim says Mefurish that when it comes to Kiddushin Shtar, who is the Mekadesh?
Ba.
It's the Baal. Is the star incidental or is it central?
No.
Central. What role is the Shliach playing?
He's just a delivery boy.
FedEx guy. And as a result, in that case, even by Kiddushin, Shliach Chol Shliach.
But he can't make a new Shliach to make a star.
He can't create a new star, no, because this is the star. No, I could, exactly, because he cannot make a new star. Of course not.
Yeah. But then if he loses the star, why can't he give a ring?
Because he can't. That is outside of the scope of his agency. His agency was not to marry her. His agency was to marry her bistar. And as a result, if he lost the star, that's it.
He can't make a new star.
He cannot make a new star. Exactly. Signed by these Adim. A different star is a different star. It's not the same star. It's outside of the scope of the agency that he was tasked with.
Just like the get.
Okay.
So
It's a new lumdus.
Okay, so then what would the Zeres HaKasav be according to the Rid?
According to the Rid?
Yeah.
According to the Rid by Gerushin, it's I need a Zeres HaKasav by Gerushin. The Zeres HaKasav is simple. Is that Shliach Osa Shliach? Because I don't know the Shliach Osa Shliach. I never told him he could make another Shliach. But the din is, because he's only a FedEx guy, therefore it comes to Zeres HaKasav and says, since that is his limited role, Zeres HaKasav says Shliach Osa Shliach. But otherwise I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know he can make a...
What right do you have to just go ahead and apply everything to Kiddushin?
By the way, I want to say something interesting that I want you to think about going forward. When you sell your chametz to your... to who? Who do you sell your chametz to? To your shul rabbi. You're not selling your chametz to your shul rabbi. I promise. Your shul rabbi does not. Your shul rabbi is a shliach. Now, you know what? Some shul rabbis have a guy. They have their guy. But other shul rabbis go to the Rav Ha'ir. And the Rav, they assign, you know what that's called?
Shliach.
Shliach. So tomorrow we'll explore. Right now we're doing Shliach Shliach in Kiddushin. Now we just went to Kiddushin. What about in Kala Torah Kula? Shliach Shliach. But let's continue. I have not started Shir yet. I need to start Shir. Okay, I haven't. This is all Hagdam. This is all intro. I want to get to the core part of Shir, which is the famous, famous, famous Kadosh Midarosh.
Oh, wow.
The Kadosh Midarosh.
Kadosh
Midarosh. The Mordechai. The Mordechai. So open up, please, the Mordechai. The Mordechai is found in Simin Tuf Kuf Hei in Maseches Kiddushin. Right, we're getting our hands wet a little in Rishonim. It's fun. It's nice. It's good. It's good. It's good. You'll find the Mordechai after the run. After the run.
So, Daf Hei.
Taf Hei in the Oz V'Hadr. Vilna Shas. Okay. Okay, Rabosai, famous, famous Mordechai. Okay, he says like this. Pasak HaKadosh Midarosh. Darosh was apparently someplace in Ashkenaz. And there was a holy Jew there. And this is who he is. And he says, Ha'ose Shliach L'Kadesh Isha. Umasar Lo HaTabas L'Kadesh. So you point the Shliach to me, HaKadesh Nishi, give a ring. Afilu Itnis Baderech. Even if it became an Oines, Eino yachal asa shliach acher mishum demilei ninu umilei lo mimsam l'shliach af al gav degabe get kaimalon shliach os the shliach. So he says kiddushin is milei. Now notice he speaks specifically about a case of a tabas. Okay, but by get shliach os the shliach below have a milei mishum mesiris haget. So he asks the kasha, why is it not mile by get? Because by get, what do you have? You have the get, you have davar shema mosha, you have an object. So hacha nami ha'ika mesiris tabas. Why is it tabas not called?
A
chefe, it's an object. Now, of course, what's the Tosafot going to tell you? It's not about the existence of an object. It's about the significance of the object. Correct. So he says, but he says, lo dummy. Degabe get isha miskareshes balkorch. Umiyad kishyagia haget liyad ashliach hare hi kiilu migureshes. Hilkoch lo have mile. You know, Noy, I'm reading this again now, and I'm on your side. I'm on your side. I'm on your side. Menachem, I think I'm on your side. What is he saying? That by Isha, who's miskaresh as Bal Korchach, miyad kishyagia haget liyad hashaliach.
Of the woman.
Of the man. Once the get reaches the hand of the man, shliach, it's not mili. Why? Harehi, the reason I'm saying this is harehi ki ilu migureshes. See, if it was the get, if it was the shliach of the isha, it wouldn't be ki ilu migureshes, it would be migureshes. The second it hits the hand of the shliach leholacha, the baal shliach, is she divorced yet? It's not, but it's ki ilu. We'll see what that means in a second. One second, I'll explain in a second. Hilkach! Hilkach lo have mili. It's not mili. However, Shaharei hashaliach yochol legarsha bal korcha. Because the shliach can do what? Can divorce? No, can divorce against their will. The yad hashliach ki yad abal. Aval shliach shel kiddushin. Imlo rotsa ha'isha, imlo sova ha'isha, ina miskadeshes, tilkach, havalei, mile. What is this a new definition of melee?
No.
Say yes.
Yes.
Absolutely new definition of melee. What is the definition of melee according to the Kadosh Midrash? Why is it the Mordechai? Daniel!
Why is it Kiilu?
Why is it? I'll explain that in a second, but it's key. Why is it that Gerushin, Shliach Ose Shliach, Kiddushin, Shliach Lo Ose Shliach, after all, they both have objects? What's the answer? Yeah?
Because one is intrinsic. Once you hand it to, once you hand the get to the Shliach, that, because it's intrinsically connected to it, and if not...
Too many words.
Right, because
yeah.
Once you hand the get to the Shliach, it's already done.
It's not already done, yeah, really. It's Ki'ilu, it's already done. But meaning what? Meaning what?
There's no opposition.
Yes?
Because one, there's no opposition.
So therefore, what? Who is in absolute, sole, unfettered control?
The Shliach.
The Shliach. What's the indicator? He's in absolute, unfettered, unmitigated control.
He
can give it to her Baal Korcha. She has no say. And as such, why is it that he writes Ki'ilu Migureshes? Once it gets into the Shliach Laholacha's hand, it's Ki'ilu Migureshes. Why? Because what's stopping it from happening? He hasn't given it to her. That's the Ki'ilu. But can she block it in any sense whatsoever? Can't block it whatsoever. And therefore, says the Mordechai, who is the Baal Dover in the Gerushin? The Shliach is the Baal Dover. The Shliach is the Baal Dover. Can he make another Shliach? Yes. Having the get in his hands gives him total, absolute control. Masha ain't game. By Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, does she have to be acquiescent? Yes. Therefore, is he in absolute control?
No.
And if he's not in absolute control, can he make another Shliach?
No.
What about Kiddushay Star? She still has to consent. So even by Kiddushay Shtar, he does not control, and therefore the Kadosh Midara says, because he can't do a Baal Karcha. Therefore, when do we say Sheikh Oza Shliach? When it comes to Gerushin. When it comes to Kiddushin, I don't care Shtar, I don't care Kesef, Shliach, Eino Ose Shliach.
So what's the fine line for Melee?
What?
Fine
so the bottom line for Melee is it on the absolute control of the Shliach? He argues when it's absolute control, it's not Melee, and then Shliach Ose Shliach. When, however, there is an element of non-control, which is any case of Kiddushin where you require the consent of the Isha, that's called Melee.
Because she could deny it.
She could say, I don't want.
Right.
I don't want.
Now, he doesn't
now I want to ask the following question. You're going to like this question.
Oh, so
you're going to like this question.
Shliach
ain't a Ose Shliach.
By
Kiddushin
at
all. At all. At all. So he's arguing on the Rid, on the Shulta Giborim. You got to sit up. He's against the Shulta Giborim, for sure. Okay, now, I'm going to ask you a question, but I really want to get into this question deeper. But I'm going to just say the question. Rabosai, Bizman Hazeh, am I allowed to divorce a wife, Baal Korcha?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I think I read somewhere.
No.
Why not?
You might be able to, but I can't.
No.
Halachically,
no.
There is a Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you can.
There's a Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom that says that Bizman Hazeh, which means for the past 1,000 years, Ashkenazim, at least, cannot divorce their wives Baal Korcha. So my question is as follows. Why? Because they made a rule. They made a rule that women should not be allowed to be divorced against their will.
Why? But is
Why? Because we want to treat women fairly.
Doesn't that go
against
the
law?
But that's against God's will.
It's not against God's will.
Shah.
The Torah says you're allowed to be Megarish of Bal Korcha. I understand. No, listen. Relax. You're allowed to. According to Torah law, kiddushin, gerushin can be done bal kach. However, came along Rabbeinu Gershon, and Rabbeinu Gershon says that if a couple wants to get divorced, they have to work it out. They have to figure it out. Meaning to say, when I say figure it out, it means that he cannot just willy-nilly. No, not just that. If they want to get divorced, they have to make sure it's a proper misudar divorce, which includes that she's on board. She's on board.
Is it like one of these dinim where it's like shelo yehe kedushin yekal
bein? Yes, amongst others. One second. Rabbosai, don't get all hung up. This is not. I don't want to talk about getting. Don't get hung up on the point. Get hung up on the kasha. So now bizman hazeh. Can you have a din of shliach oseh shliach? By Gerushin.
According
to the Kadosh Midrash.
So
you're going to tell me, and you give me a good, nice, balabatish approach that says, well, once I need her consent, then Shliach, according to Mordechai, Kadosh Midrash, Shliach. In Osa Shliach, because the whole premise of the Kadosh Midrash is what? What's his premise? That the Shliach is in total control. Shliach is in total control. So Komash Malan, that once you have a din that she too must consent. So he's not under total control, and now the din changes, and Shliach. By Gerushin in Osa Shliach, because now Gerushin is the equivalent of Kiddushin. Yeah, fair. That's the simple Balabatish approach. However, we now embark on a beginning. I want to start you along the Ksos HaKosh. I want to get started. And we're not going to finish, but the Ksos addresses these issues. And the Ksos has an approach. And then others have another approach. We'll see it in themselves. Take a look. Source number 5, you can look at it. I'm going to be looking on the typed version, but you have it in the real text as well. And wow, I don't have to prepare Shia tomorrow because it's already prepared, because we didn't finish anything of near what I wanted to do. But okay, step by step. Okay, look at the Ksais. Kuf Pei Bei Sifkatan Beis. He quotes a tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, Rav Yecheska Landau of Prague.
I heard.
Who says, Hele beget shenitan al yedei shliach bal korchach. So this is the question that came up to the Noda Yehuda. A husband gave a shliach a get. Give it to my wife. And what did the shliach do? Goes to the wife's house, and the wife says, picks up a big sign, I do not want to get divorced. I do not consent. I don't want this. And the shliach says, I don't care. And gave her the get against her will. Listen carefully. Is it a good get? So says the... Yafes says no to Yehuda. Says no to Yehuda. That this is a case, shenitan al yedei shliach bal karcha, de'eno get klal. It's not a good get. Why? Listen to this. Kevon dehe, because this is called a shlichus lidvar avera. Shlichus lidvar avera. Lidvar avera. Because once there's a chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, you're not allowed to divorce your wife against her will. That is an avera midrabanan to breach the chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom. And therefore what? And therefore what?
He doesn't have full control.
No. This is a first level shliach. And therefore what? And therefore he says, Kevin de Hegedain Shil Ravera, listen to what he says. Hamaisa Batel. The Gerishin is not. It's Batel. What he's saying is as follows. What he really means to say is, the Shlichus is Batel. What does Ein Shil Ravera mean? There's no Shlichus. If there's no Shlichus, then there's no get. And therefore, they're not divorced. He says, Kevan de Ika Kherin Rabbeinu Gershom, Habay Shliach Lidvar Avir. That's the Noda Yehuda. And guess who disagrees? The Ksos says, I don't agree. He says, La'anius Daiti Nire. What did he do? What did the Mishaleach do over here? What did he do with the Shliach? Listen to this. What did he say? What did the Mishalei tell the Shliach to do? What did the Mishalei say to the Shliach to do?
Divorce
my wife. Did he tell her, divorce my wife, Bal Korcha? No. He just said, divorce my wife. So now watch this. Watch this. This is the Ksos. Who did the Aveira? Who did the Aveira? I told the Mishaleach said, divorce my wife. Then the Shliach did what?
Did
it Bal Korch. Comes along the Noda B'Yehuda and says, in that case, it's not a Shlichus Be'Avera. Because was the mission Aser?
No.
The mission wasn't Aser. If I tell a Shliach to go ahead and steal money, the Shlichus is Be'Avera because the mission is Aser. Here the mission is allowed. It's not us. But the manifestation, the way the Shliach did it, or unilaterally, is Be'isr. In such a case, is the Shlichus intact or not intact?
Non-intact.
Is the Shlichus intact? The Shlichus is intact. Was there an Avera done?
Yeah.
Yes. Was there a Gerishin done?
Yeah.
Yes. Is the Gerishin Chal? Yes. That's the Hagdam of the Ksos. That's his introduction. Then the Ksos is going to take that idea, one second, and bring it to our sugya of Shliach Oseh Shliach Bizmanazeh Bal Korchach. And that's going to be the Hemshik of the Ksos. We will Mirtz Hashem. Any questions, please come forward. Mincha's at 1 o'clock. We will pick up and finish up the Sugi Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
What time is it right now?
Now it's 12:35. 2.
This whole thing about...